Good morning. It is Brian and Trisha, and on the phone, we have Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear talking about AT&T Morning Line and the Kentucky Derby Festival. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy Derby Week to everybody. What a difference a year makes.
Yeah, no kidding. So let's first talk about the new mask mandate that the news came out yesterday. We have this, you know, little thing coming up this weekend, and so this could, you know, affect, in a good way, the Derby.
Absolutely. It's exciting, first of all, to see how many Kentuckians are coming out and getting the safe and effective vaccines. We now have over 1.7 million Kentuckians vaccinated and protected from this virus. And when you think about the fact that it's only been 15 months since our first case, that's nothing short of a miracle. And because of that, because things are getting safer, especially for those that have been vaccinated, we're able to do a little bit more. So what we announced yesterday is at events with 1,000 people or less that are outside, and they've got to be outside, that we can take our masks off. So for those that are holding derby parties, if you're outside, it gives a chance to be a little more normal. Now, if you haven't been vaccinated, I'd still recommend you wear a mask, but what I'd recommend most is you go out and get vaccinated. And we are pushing as hard as we can towards our goal of getting 2.5 million Kentucky adults vaccinated. At that point, it's going to be pretty safe, and we're going to be able to do even more.
All right. And you have been governor since you came into office just before the pandemic.
Right.
And if the pandemic weren't a thing, what would be a highlight of your time as governor?
Well, certainly the steps we've taken to increase access to health care, pushes in public education. But, you know, one of the greatest things you get to do as governor is to hand out that Derby trophy. It's one of those special moments that last year I wasn't able to do, because if other people weren't going to be able to go to Derby, I wasn't going to go either. So I'll be there this year. We'll have fans in the stands. I promise not to drop it. We're going to have the world's eyes on us. It's going to be a special moment.
Here's to you not dropping it. That'll be great.
Well, we set high expectations.
All right. Now, as far as Derby, is there something uniquely Kentucky that you like to do around the Derby?
Well, I love the whole week. You see people get a little more energized day in and day out. And I have so many things that I love during the week. I mean, during the race itself, I think we all love that moment where the horses come across that final turn and can see the finish line, and you hear the roar that you can feel in every molecule of your body. It is an exciting time. But I just also like the energy throughout Kentucky. This is something that we all take ownership of. This is something that, you know, is something special to each and every one of us. And this year, we get to show off for the world not just our hospitality, not just how we can breed the finest racehorses in the world, but also our resiliency. That, you know, after a year and a half, we are still standing. We're able to do this safely, and we're moving towards defeating this virus. And I tell you what, we're going to be a leader in this post-COVID world. I'm really excited about the next 15 months.
All right. Governor Andy Beshear, thanks so much.
Thank you all.
As part of the AT&T Morning Line and the Kentucky Derby Festival, we are Quixie 98.3.